कृष्ण भगवद गीता एंड सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 3 कर्म योगा टेक्स्ट नंबर 3। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंदम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री भगवान उवाचन लोकोस्मिन् द्विविधानिष्ठं पुरा प्रोक्तमयानहं ज्ञानयोगेन सांख्यानं कर्मयोगेन योगिनां। श्री भगवान उवाचन लोकोस्मिन् द्विविधानिष्ठं पुरा प्रोक्तमयानहं ज्ञानयोगेन सांख्यानं कर्मयोगेन योगिनां। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एट साइट। ओ सिनलेस अर्जुना, आई हैव ऑलरेडी एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट देयर आर टू क्लास ऑफ मेन who try to realize the self. Some are inclined to understand it by empirical, philosophical speculation, and others by devotional service. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Jnanadimirandasya ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकयं सक्षुरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेषशून्यवाति पाशातदेशतारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुदै तन्वन्ति दिव्यस्तवै वेदैस्साङ्कपदक्रम उपनिषत्ते गायन्ति यं सामगं ध्यानावस्थतत्कदीनमनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं यश्यन्तं नाविदो सुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। Hare Krishna. We are in third chapter. We are discussing by the mercy of Sri Krishna on Srila Prabhupada. In this shloka is Sri Bhagavan Vacha, the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna is speaking in reply to the question of Arjuna. Arjuna asked two questions in this chapter. First question he asked, if the devotional service is better than the karma yoga, then why you are engaging me in the fighting of the warfare? So he asked the question, which is the best for me? So now here Krishna is explaining, so what is the best? So in this shloka, if you noticed, it is written Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Sri Bhagavan, Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As per Vishnu Purana, Sri Parasara Muni, he given the definition for Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who possesses six opulences in full. We also possess so many opulences, but the God is possess all the opulences in full capacity, 100%. Just like for example, it is the six opulences. One is a strength, the second is a fame, the third is a wealth, fourth is a knowledge, fifth is a beauty, and sixth is a renunciation. The six things one who possesses in full, he is actually a Bhagavan, he is actually a God. So strength, if you see, for example, Krishna at the age of 7, he lifted the Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill, it is mentioned, it is the area of more than 25 kilometers is the radius. The height is several kilometers. Krishna is just like a small boy. When the in Vrindavan, when the devotees of Krishna, they were in danger, they were flood, there was a flood is going on, so immediately he went and lifted Govardhana hill and was saved. So he was just only a 7 years old boy. Then second example is given, Krishna killed Putana. When he killed Putana demon, Krishna was only 3 months old, small child. So we can imagine how Krishna is a powerful from the beginning. So only the three months old child, you know, he killed Putana demons. So after that it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, when the Putana, you know, after died, she was actually a demon by the mystic power. She changed the body into a very beautiful woman. She came to Krishna to give a milk. So Krishna knows that he is a god, so he knows that. So he wanted to kill, so he acted like a drinking a milk. So while he is drinking milk, Krishna, he struck the life here of Putana. So after that, the Putana body, she was a demoness. See, after that, she fell on the ground and died. Her body was 8 kilometer distance. So she was very, very great demon. So after that, fame. Krishna is a fame all over the world. Some people are fame for something, but Krishna is a fame for everything. Then the third is wealth. So Krishna is actually a Lakshmipati. In the world richest man, they have possessed some wealth, but they cannot say that all the wealth in the world is belongs to them. But Krishna is Lakshmipati. Everything is belongs to him. Then knowledge. He is given the wonderful Shastra, knowledge, Bhagavad Gita and all the Vedas, Upanishads, everything came from Krishna only. Beauty. Beauty is so beautiful. Krishna, whenever we are in tension, just by looking Krishna's beautiful form, all our distress will go away. What to speak of us, even Krishna himself attracted. One day he saw the beauty in the mirror, he is attracted so much. It is mentioned in Brahma Samgita, Venam Gonandam Ravinda Dalaya Daksham Barha Vatam Samasitambuda Sundarangam Kandarpa Kodi Kamaniya Visheshashobam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bajami. He is attracted Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Visheshashobha. He is very, very beautiful. If he comes in the street, everybody will get attracted. So then renunciation. So even though God is created everything, but still he is not attached to anything. He is there in his spiritual world and he is maintaining everything. So he is not at all attached to anything. So he is a renunciation. So in this way, if we see, one who possesses the complete 6 opulence is called actually a Bhagavan. The God means he is very powerful from the beginning itself. Like a Krishna, from the 3 months he killed Putana. So in this way, from the beginning, he is very, very powerful. He is exhibited that he is the God. So that's why this Bhagavan word we should use only for Krishna, not for anybody else. Because no one is possess all these 6 opulences in full. Even sometimes we see that there are many people is incarnation of Krishna or Rama or so many things they say. But incarnation means it should be mentioned in the Shastra. Just like when we see Buddha. Buddha is the incarnation of Lord Vishnu. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, who is the father and when he appeared and everything, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Even Kalki is going to appear after 427,000 years, end of Kali Yuga. Krishna is going to appear in a white horse and it is mentioned exactly where he is going to appear. So still long time is there. So in this way, any incarnation, if any Bhagavan, it should be clearly mentioned in the Shastra. So in this particular shloka, Krishna is telling there are 2 kinds of people. One, he is saying that Sankhya Yogam. The second is Bhakti Yogam. He is explaining now 2 kinds of people are there in this world. One is some are inclined to understand by its empirical philosophical speculation and other by devotional service. The Sankhya Yogi, empirical philosopher, means he accepts If you say Krishna is a god, he will not accept. What he will do by experiment, then he will accept it. Krishna is God, yes, correct. So the other, by bhakti yogi, if you say Krishna is a god, then he will accept it immediately, because he will check only if it is mentioned in the sastra, then he will accept it. So one is accepting by the experimental process, one is accepting on the basis of the sastra, the Vedic literature. So for example, this Sangya yogi, by the experimental man, he check what is atma, what is body, like a chemical composition. He analyze everything, each and everything he analyze, then he find out this is atma, this is the body. In Krishna says atma is a spiritual, body is made of earth, water, fire, air, ether. So as a devotee, he immediately he accept, yes, Krishna says is accept. But the experimental man, he will go and check in a laboratory, and after that he will accept it. Just like for example, if he wanted to know who is the father, if a small child wanted to know who is my father, then what is the two ways we can understand who is our father. The first way, we can ask the mother, mother, who is my father? She will tell exactly, this is your father. So this is one way we can accept it. This is a very easy way. This is compared to devotional service. But another way, if you want, no, mother, I will not believe you. How can I believe you? This is my father. So I will not believe you. So what he will do, he will take a DNA from his body, and he will take a DNA from his mother's body. Then he will go on check, who is my father, who is my father. He will take a DNA from his father and so many people. He will take a DNA and he will check whether this DNA and that DNA is matching, not matching. No, he is not my father. Then he will go and check in another man. It is matching, not matching. Then another man. Until he find that his DNA and my father's DNA is matching, there is a sense, some similarity, then he will accept it. So in this way, he keep on do the analysis, then he will come to the conclusion. So but the bhakti yogi, he will not do any experiment. Of course, he also do some experiment, but he accept on the basis of the sastra, because the sastra, it's all apaurushaya. Apaurusha means it's come from God. When the Lord Brahma, he wanted to create this material world, Lord Krishna, he transferred all the knowledge. Just like we transfer from USB to computer or computer to USB, Krishna, from he, everything transferred to the heart of Lord Brahma. Then by that knowledge, by the Vedic knowledge, he created this wonderful world. So in this way, this is the two kind of people Krishna is explaining in this shloka. So but if we see this is Sangya Yoga by the experimental man, this system, it's not suitable for everybody. Yes, of course, it is suitable for some people like a scientist, like all the researchers. But it is not suitable to the children. For example, the bhakti can be performed by even children also, small children. What is a bhakti? Krishna says, Patram pushpam palam doyam yome bhakta prayachati tadaham bhakta upakratam ashnami priyatatmanaham. One who is offering, even a small child, she can go and offer a flower to Krishna, Krishna will accept it. Even she can give water, even she can offer one tulsi leaves, even if she can offer some fruits, Krishna will accept it. Even she can chant, the small child can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the bhakti process. It is suitable to everybody, suitable to the small children, or suitable to the woman, or suitable to the old man. But the Sangya system of the yoga, it is not suitable to everybody. Because these small children, how the small children will go and study in experiment and chemical composition, all those things. She cannot do anything, small children, they cannot do anything. As well as the old people or women, it is not possible, this system of the Sangya system. So, but the bhakti is a very, very easy method, simply by accepting a bona fide spiritual master and chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By simply studying the Shastra, simply chanting the holy name, simply accepting whatever the Guru says, just like a mother says he is your father. By trusting the mother, we can immediately conclude that he is my father. Similarly, by accepting this age of Kali especially, we don't have a time to even Krishna gave only 700 shloka, we don't have a time to read the 700 shloka. If somebody, where is the time to analyze everything, go on in, you know, in the laboratory, checking everything, so we don't have any time. People even don't have time to read Bhagavad Gita 700 shloka. So unfortunately in this age of Kali, we cannot accept this Sankhya system of yoga, but it will take a lot of time. We don't have any time. Simply by trusting the Shastra, Vedic literature, whatever the Sankhya yogi realize, that the same thing we can realize by performing devotional service. Because Krishna is there within the heart, he will reveal everything. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai.